Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Christian Patriots out there in the listening audience in the greater Spokane area, 96.5 FM, and on the AM dial at 6:30 a.m. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone out there as well. Boy, have we got some interesting news to share today.
I know. Who are you texting this time of morning?
Yes, I'm texting the Epic Times.
All right. Yes, we do. We've got a lot of stuff. We are, my goodness, this is just a beautiful thing. This president is absolutely all over it. He's on top
amazing.
Of it.
Amazing. Yep.
He's cleaning house right now. And you know what he's doing? He's preparing for war. He's preparing for a coup. And yep. This is what we've been so hopeful for. We just got a lot to talk about, so this is going to be pretty exciting. So let's get into the word of the day first,
yep,
and get that
right.
Knocked right out.
Yep. Okay. So the word of the day comes to us from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22, which read under the heading of Christ our cornerstone. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Wow.
How cool is that?
So the cornerstone to that is Christ is the cornerstone.
Well, that gives so much credence to the point where it says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
And so, boy, all of us put together create the temple of God.
That's right. And he is the cornerstone to that temple.
Yeah.
Whether it's our bodies as a temple, or the temple as the body of Christ, the church.
Right.
Or literally the cornerstone to the actual real temple. There's a story behind that.
Well,
it all points to Christ.
Gosh, because that just follows on the heels of something that we were reading just prior to coming on. That comes from the verses right above it, 14 through 18, which we thought were very, very weighty and probably too much for this short time that we have to talk about it. But in the reflection of what 19 through 22 say about all of us being knitted together, create the whole building, it says being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Right, yeah.
So when it says we are his hands, his feet, and we are to let our light shine before men that we can give glory to God, right? That is an amazing reference, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, because it shows that we are acting on his behalf and as part of the body, part of the temple of God. That just is kind of mind-blowing to me this morning.
Yeah, it is.
So, but I would encourage all of you to, if you want something a little heavier to be thought-provoking,
right?
Yeah, to be thought-provoking and to also build into what we just read, read 14 through 18 in Ephesians chapter 2 as well, because, wow, I wish we had some more time to really sit on that for a while, because that's an amazing study right there.
Well, it's a really, and you could actually go back further. You could just read all of Ephesians 2 up through verses 1 through 22 for the full context of it and build how that would build further into it. It's a deep one.
It is.
It's one that you want to read the commentaries, like you look online, like Bible Gateway or Bible Hub, where you can see all the various different commentaries to go with that.
Well, you know what? I think that this is worthy of bringing up tomorrow as a continuation, because why don't we just do that? Why don't we, since we've already built 19 through 22 today, we'll go over 14 through 18 tomorrow. And then we'll have a few more minutes to reflect on that and talk about that as well. I think it's very, very amazing.
Yeah. I'm not saying no. It's just, if the Lord leads us to it, then why not? Yeah.
That's right.
We'll go where wherever we are directed to.
Yes, we will.
Including that. Going under the same verse, just back a couple of verses.
Yeah. Well, so, see, yeah. that's the cool part about the Bible is that, you know, if you've not read it across the span of your whole life and you know, you didn't read it all by the time you were 11 or 12 years old in Bible school or whatever, you know, and you're an adult, and after you've, you know, maybe you've converted, you're now a born again Christian, and reading through some of this stuff as an adult is so utterly mind blowing and fascinating. There truly is nothing more amazing that you could ever delve into in life than this book. It just, you know, it's texts like that that give you so much thought provoking.
And the founding fathers mentioned that a lot. The founding fathers of this country mentioned that. And you don't, I mean, where do you hear statesmen talk about that today? I mean,
right.
It's onesie twosies. They're kind of spread, peppered all, you know, across the country. But to find that caliber of man who understood the seriousness, the implications of the Word of God, the importance of it, whether they were talking about teaching preschoolers, right, or, you know, our education system, all the way to governing a nation and how kings and judges should be held to this standard and held accountable, and the higher power and God's righteousness and mercy, all of that stuff that influenced our laws. So from one end of the spectrum to, you know, baby level to the highest level, the highest order of philosophy.
Yeah.
And I mean, these people understood that. That's so gone now.
Well, and you know, see, that was what we were talking about, too, is that there really is no separation between the study of God and God's laws and the laws that we have that govern our nation.
Oh, yeah. Separate. You know, don't mix religion and politics.
Yeah,
oh,
my goodness. That's
a suicide pill right there.
All of our laws are based on Mosaic law. All the whole world's laws are based on Mosaic law. And so there's God and the Bible right there and everything. And so, you can't, I really can't see where the separation would ever begin, right? And so when you're talking about one, you truly have to be talking about the other. And in, you know, how you, because God doesn't separate himself from society and civics and the rules of you know, civil society, right? I mean, the whole premise of civil society is based on Mosaic law to begin with.
Right.
So,
God, do you think that you could separate your religious beliefs from the way that you would lead the world?
Yes, yes.
I mean, these people are morons. So, yeah, this trickles right down to our level. And this is America, doggone it. Right. If you want to live like a heathen and live like whatever, you can move to Haiti. You can move to Cuba.
There's places.
If you want to surrender to Islam and surrender your people and your culture and go to France. You know, there's places to go. Get out.
Right.
You don't belong here.
But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and that is here.
That's right. And well, that's what they're trying to snuff out.
Yep.
And you know, here's the other thing, too. These people are so at war with themselves. They don't. We understand, but look at the communist revolutionaries on the streets, Antifa, BLM, all of these guys. They're all these expletives against Biden. They're saying "fooey on Biden" all over the billboards, right? They don't care who. Here's the thing. They don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. They want America to go away, don't they?
Yeah.
They want America to die. That's their ultimate goal. So anyway,
are you allowed to say "fooey"?
Fooey on you. That's the
communist
Chinese.
Is that a Chinese word?
Yes, fooey. Fooey on you. And they want us to go away so we can just give America to China, which is not going to happen. By the way, speaking of...
Not only is it not going to happen, it will never happen.
Speaking of never happening and communists don't belong here, yesterday I was so remiss for not mentioning it's Veterans Day. And I had it in my notes for 3 weeks, because especially because of all these different towns.
Well, because you're a veteran.
Well, no, because all these towns that are canceling Veterans Day events, from parades to wreath laying events and all this stuff. They're canceling them. Yeah, veterans that, you know, yeah, shame on you. So, you know, hey, God bless all of you guys who went forward and did that anyway. And God bless you, all of you veterans, and thank you for your service.
That's right. And you as well.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. Now, real quick, I want to get to this listener letter that I was going to try to get to yesterday.
Oh, yes. Great.
Oh, yeah, that. I like sharing these, especially when they're short. And folks, we really appreciate, we get so much mail. We are so busy. We can't even see straight. And we love the letters of encouragement and stuff. But, oh, man, if this is like a 5-page thing about the whole backstory about
the history of the world.
Yeah, and you know, how you came across whatever the version of the Bible that you read or whatever.
That's all good. It's just
we don't have time.
We appreciate.
Yeah,
them, though.
So here's a good example. Fairly new listener here from Indiana, and love the show. I'm sure you're beyond overwhelmed with messages from listeners right now, and completely understand is if you cannot answer. However, I am truly worried of what is to come. I definitely need guidance and advice. I honestly want to know how well a very conservative Catholic family would be received in the redoubt if we were to move into the area. Honest answers needed. It's okay if your advice is to not move in that direction, but I really would like to know if we would be well received. Thanks and God bless. Keep up the great work that you do. First of all, thank you for taking the time to ask that question. Catholics, absolutely. Catholics are welcome. They're a very high protein source, and so the more. I'm kidding. I'm just totally only joking, right? If you haven't checked it out already, and James Rawls has talked about this a lot. You know, who's welcome in the American Redoubt? If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, you're welcome. Yeah. It is not a race thing. It is Christians and Jews is what he placed the most emphasis on. And there are a lot of Catholics here, strong Catholic
representatives. That's the thing, too, is it's not denomination specific ever. It is, no. Especially from leadership that we've talked to, we all feel like every denomination is either the hands or the feet or some part yeah. of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter to us what you are, you know?
No, you will find largely it is Protestant and evangelical Christians. And that's the overwhelming majority of the religious demographic here. And, you know, we can have differences, philosophical or, even theological differences. And we all have reasons for why we, you know, have chosen what we believe is the correct way to go. But there's, if you haven't checked it out, check out the Charles Carroll Society. That is ran by Alex Barron, who has his own podcast. It's a Catholic version of not Radio Free Redoubt, but he's a strong Catholic, is a black friend of mine. He's black.
He just ran for Senate.
He just ran for Senate, moved up from California. He's a veteran, the Navy, strong Catholic. And we've had our discussions about.
He's an engineer too.
That.
Boy, is he sharp!
Super sharp IT guy,
yeah,
and neat guy. We're friends, but I would love to talk him into becoming a Protestant. You know, because there are some things that I think they're just absolutely I'm diametrically opposed to within the Catholic Church. But I have friends and I have family that are Catholics, and we love each other, and we just, you know, sometimes, like Alex and I said. Sometimes you got to leave your differences right there. Just set them down, because look how much we agree on. And we focus on the things that we agree on. We love freedom. We love our country and our heritage and the values. And we are willing to fight for those things. And those are the things we have in common. And so, yeah, I check out the Charles Carroll Society. Charles Carroll, if you didn't know, was the only Catholic to sign the Declaration of Independence. And, so of course, at that time, there was some strong sentiment against the Catholic Church in the colonies at that time. But Charles Carroll signed the Declaration of Independence, and hence the Charles Carroll Society, which is what? Alex Barron named his podcast and his website after. He's very engaged in North Idaho politics. So, yeah, there you go. Hopefully that answers your question. You won't be eaten. So, Lady Liberty, we've got some great updates here. What we were talking about right at the very beginning of the show. This president is preparing for a coup. He's preparing for a war.
Right.
It's very exciting. I was not surprised yesterday when I saw a headline, well, several headlines, Boris, the prime minister of the United Kingdom, referring to President Trump as the previous president and how excited he was to receive a call from Biden or to talk to Biden on the phone.
Yeah, pretty president much the same as Biden. France, that French mayor.
The French mayor. Welcome back, America.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so forward to having you in the Paris Accords and
right.
on and on. And, you know, so this is offensive. The entire world is in on it.
Yep.
And President Trump is cleaning house.
Right. And right so now. Can I just we're talking about where do they get their confidence from that they're so blatantly, you know, meaning they as in the liberals and Biden and his whole campaign, where are they getting all of this confidence to be saying all of these things that if taken action are actually illegal, right?
Right.
And so where is that confidence coming from, if not from foreign governments that are saying, oh, don't worry, you just go right ahead, do what you have to do, and we'll back you if they give you trouble.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because these things that they're doing, we're saying, how come nobody's afraid of being sent to prison for these things? These are all highly illegal and treasonous, and nobody's even worried about it. They're almost flagrantly doing these things.
Yeah.
And so
they can get away with anything.
So they wouldn't be doing that if they didn't have some confidence of the international community behind them.
Right.
And so now we're watching President Trump go through, and he just fired his Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, and reappointed Christopher Miller. And he's doing a good job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a whole bunch of heads on the chopping block right now, which is long overdue. I'm really encouraged to see this. So we do have to take a quick break and then come back. And I want to talk about this. You're right. They're acting like there's no consequences. They can get away with anything.
Right.
You know, and we're not going to let them.
No.
President Trump's not going to let them.
Nope.
We stand with him. This is just outrageous. But anyway, let's take a quick break and then come back and talk about that. This segment was brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping you get the home field advantage to overcome threats by planning and equipping and training in your home or on your property, from your vehicle or at your place of work, your business. Check them out, strategicself-defense.com for your customized defense training. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique. It is why we in the United States have embarked on an exciting program of national renewal.
All right, welcome back from the break. This is segment two. Segment two brought to you by Minutemen Coffee. Coffee roasted right here in the American Redoubt by Patriots. Top of the line quality. And you guys can save some money, 15%, if you use the coupon code RFR, like Radio Free Redoubt. Use RFR, 15% off. And if you order two bags, it's free shipping. And it is supreme. I'm just finishing up my cup now. And love it. So MinutemenCoffee.com, and they've got the K-Cups. If you're looking for a gift, Christmas coming up, like, what in the world do I get for this person that's got everything? If they don't have Minutemen Coffee, they don't have everything.
Yes. Well, you know, you'll know you've arrived.
Right? Yes.
Is that how it goes? La, la, la.
Angels singing and muskets firing.
Yes, and
it's
pearly
just
gates open, and there you go.
It's great. Okay, so now we've
So we were talking about before the break. We were talking about we're kind of leading into what we were talking about on the JJS show segment four of last Sunday. We were talking kind of at length about what really needs to happen if this election is, you know, if is challenged by not only these Democrat communists. You know, it is the same term now.
Right.
If we are challenged by them after it shows that Trump won fair and square, and if the international community jumps in to back them like we suspect they are going to. And so we were speculating as to, well, so that's going to require military intervention from our side at that point.
Especially when you have the deep state involved, yep. Agencies.
That's
and,
right.
I mean, and this is where I've said for a long time, I believe these people are going to appeal to the international community.
That's right.
Look, you've already got one of the leaders of the free world, Boris Johnson.
From the UK.
From the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom saying, it was good working. Congratulations to the president-elect Biden, and it's great to see somebody that we can work with now that the previous president's out of the way.
Well, and we also know that China is fully behind Biden, and Trump has already blatantly said that if Biden is elected, we get China, and we've lost America to China.
Absolutely.
And so we're just putting that out there that we fully suspect that the international community, including China, including every other communist part from the UN, is going to jump in and attempt to back the Democrat communists on
that's
the
right.
Biden side.
That's right.
And that's where they're showing such confidence in doing all of these illegal things and this coup, these coup measures they're taking. And that is there's nothing more treasonous that you could ever do in government than to do what they're doing in this coup. And so as we're watching President Trump go through and clean house, mm-hmm. in the Defense Department and bring in people that are willing to get a move on, right?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Absolutely. By the way, quick correction. Boris didn't say, you know, what he said was, quote, he had a good relationship with the previous president, close quote. That's basically just like saying bye-bye.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's rude.
Yeah.
That's not the previous president. He's the current sitting president. And Biden is not the president-elect. He has not been elected.
No, he hasn't.
And the only way he could be considered elected is if Trump would have conceded.
Right.
And otherwise, if he doesn't concede, then the electorate has to – they have to certify the votes. They have to be ratified by the states. There's so much that has to still happen, plus court cases that are just a ton of lawsuits that are, you know, in the works right now. He is not the president-elect.
And they already have all of the proof, basically, and that's why they've started these lawsuits. And so, but Trump is letting everyone know that he actually has won by a landslide. And so now they're getting ready to prove it, and they're proving it in court. And we're also seeing some other interesting developments, like Missouri and the Kentucky attorney generals are joining in with the lawsuit against Pennsylvania. Elections. And so everybody's pretty much on board saying we know this fraud is, you know, is prevalent. And so we're just looking forward to it, because first of all, election fraud is a crime, And that yes, was what is. We were saying. This is a highly prosecutable, grievous crime, and they need to be held accountable.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they will be held accountable, too. There's so much stuff going on right now. And people that are trying – they've got more and more affidavits now coming forward with on the whistleblowers that are working for this. Oh, I just had it in my notes, too, and I just dumped it. But the electronic voting company, not Horizon.
Veritas?
No, it was anyway, I don't have time to dig around for it and hem-haw around. But basically, these people are coming forward saying, I worked for this company, and there's all kinds of – there's problems with it, and I'm willing to testify. And I tried to bring it up. Here in Oregon, the elections commissioner, they dumped him. He brought problems forward like, hey, there's some major issues with our voting situation, voting process here. Boom, they fired him.
Wow.
Right, and that was in Oregon. So really, there's a fight. There's a showdown coming down, and we have like 45 seconds to get into it. So we're going to put this on the docket for tomorrow.
Right.
They're talking about what an embarrassment it is that Trump has fired these top officials in the Pentagon and in the intelligence community and our defense community, and how it's he's placing the nation at risk. He's ready to defend this nation.
That's right.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And these people are domestic enemies. On the inside, they are enemies, no less than a foreign soldier being on orders to come and overthrow the United States.
That's right. And so we are preparing.
Yes, we are. And so should you, citizens. Back these people up. Our military, there's a lot of stuff happening right now, a lot of division happening right now, a lot of shifting. We need to do our part. Get ready to support them logistically, security, every way. The militias right now are training hardcore as they should be. So get ready to support them as well.
Yep, and I fully support the military taking action to save this nation.
Absolutely. All right, we are out of time, so you guys have a blessed rest of the day. Be careful out there. Some snowflakes flying around. and be careful. And we'll see you right here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a blessed Thursday, and we will talk with you tomorrow.